This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Democratic presidential contenders are making their closing pitches to voters in the state of New Hampshire before the state holds its first primary, the first primary of the 2020 presidential race on Tuesday. Senator Elizabeth Warren said at a campaign event in Rochester, New Hampshire, that it's time to go big or go home.
This is no time for small ideas. This is no time to nibble around the edges of our big problems. This is the time to see a problem, attack it head on. This is the time for big structural change.
Meanwhile, in his own campaign appearance in New Hampshire, U.S. President Donald Trump told his supporters he has absolutely delivered on his campaign promises.
While the extreme left has been wasting America's time with this vile hoax, we've been killing terrorists, creating jobs, raising wages, enacting fair trade deals, securing our borders, and lifting up citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed.
With the final results of last week's Iowa caucus still up in the air, Democratic voters try to figure out who will best represent their party against the incumbent Republican, President Trump. The coronavirus in China has hit an unhappy milestone, topping 1,000 after the center of the outbreak. Hubei province reported another 103 deaths on Monday. The Chinese officials say there are now nearly 43,000 confirmed cases across the country. President Xi Jinping visited coronavirus patients at a Beijing hospital on Monday and called for decisive measures to contain the outbreak. That's according to Chinese state television reports. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Artillery strikes between Turkish and Syrian government troops have killed at least five Turkish soldiers. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda has more.
Open fighting between Syrian government troops and Turkish forces has flared once again, fighting formerly kept at bay by mediation from Russia. At least five Turkish soldiers were killed on Monday when Syrian artillery hit their outpost in the northwest. According to the Turkish Defense Ministry, more were wounded. Meanwhile, rebels backed by Turkey's own artillery are said to have attacked the Syrian government positions. It's not immediately clear how many casualties may be on the Syrian side.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. U.S. President Trump's administration is proposing a steep 21% cut in aid to foreign countries. This year's budget request was for $44.1 billion for such programs, compared with $55.7 billion last year. That budget proposal needs to be approved by lawmakers, and the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Democrat Elliot Engel, has responded to the proposal with a tweeted photo of a trash receptacle. A strong winter storm that has battered Europe with hurricane-force winds and heavy rains has killed several people and caused severe travel disruption. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The storm has caused flights to be grounded and rail services canceled in many North European nations. There have been fatalities, too, when a number of drivers died after their vehicles were hit by fallen trees. Britain, which bore the brunt of the storm on Sunday, is assessing the damage and working to get power restored to some 20,000 or more homes. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Two experimental drugs to treat Alzheimer's disease produced disappointing results. APZ Donahue has more on that story.
The drugs fail to either slow down or prevent mental decline in people very likely to develop Alzheimer's at a relatively young age. People on either of the drugs scored about the same on thinking and memory tests as others who were given placebo treatments. Current drugs only temporarily ease symptoms of Alzheimer's and do not alter its course. Doses in this study ranged up to 4 to 5 times higher. Researchers were hoping this would be more effective. The people involved in the study are virtually destined to develop Alzheimer's because they inherited rare gene flaws. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is asking the Defense Department watchdog to investigate what he says is illegal retaliation by President Trump against a witness who testified against him at last year's impeachment hearings. The president dismissed Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman on Friday. And authorities in northern Thailand began releasing bodies to relatives Monday after security forces cornered and killed a soldier who carried out the country's worst mass shooting. He killed 29 people in a tragedy that ended on Sunday. This is VOA News.